Chapter 14. Wisdom builds her house, but folly tears hers down with her own hands. He who walks uprightly fears the Lord, but he who is devious in his ways spurns him. In the mouth of the fool is a rod for his back, but the lips of the wise preserve them. Where there are no oxen, the crib remains empty, but large crops come through the strength of the bull. A truthful witness does not lie, but a false witness utters lies. The senseless man seeks in vain for wisdom, but knowledge is easy to the man of intelligence. To avoid the foolish man, take steps, but knowing lips one meets with by surprise. The shrewd man's wisdom gives him knowledge of his way, but the folly of fools is their deception. Guilt lodges in the tents of the arrogant, but favor in the house of the just. The heart knows its own bitterness, and in its joy no one else shares. The house of the wicked will be destroyed, but the tent of the upright will flourish. Sometimes a way seems right to a man, but the end of it leads to death. Even in laughter, the heart may be sad, and the end of joy may be sorrow. The scoundrel suffers the consequences of his ways, and the good man reaps the fruit of his paths. The simpleton believes everything, but the shrewd man measures his steps. The wise man is cautious and shuns evil. The fool is reckless and sure of himself. The quick-tempered man makes a fool of himself, but the prudent man is at peace. The adornment of simpletons is folly, but shrewd men gain the crown of knowledge. Evil men must bow down before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the just. Even by his neighbor, the poor man is hated, but the friends of the rich are many. He sins who despises the hungry, but happy is he who is kind to the poor. Do not those who plot evil go astray, but those intent on good gain kindness and constancy. In all labor there is profit, but mere talk tends only to penury. The crown of the wise is resourcefulness, the diadem of fools is folly. The truthful witness saves lives, but he who utters lies is a betrayer. In the fear of the Lord is a strong defense. Even for one's children, he will be a refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, that a man may avoid the snares of death. In many subjects lies the glory of the king, but if his people are few, it is the prince's ruin. The patient man shows much good sense, but the quick-tempered man displays folly at its height. A tranquil mind gives life to the body, but jealousy rots the bones. He who oppresses the poor blasphemes his Maker, but he who is kind to the needy glorifies him. The wicked man is overthrown by his wickedness, but the just man finds a refuge in his honesty. In the heart of the intelligent, wisdom abides, but in the bosom of fools it is unknown. Virtue exalts a nation, but sin is a people's disgrace. The king favors the intelligent servant, but the worthless one incurs his wrath.